Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
So I think that the number one question I want to start with here is scooters, just to get it out of the way. For the adults in the room, and we've got my son, Charlie, who is shadowing Ethan and his professional expertise this weekend. Charlie can take some questions, too, today, but this is going to be for the adults in the room. Have you eliminated anyone from your life this week?
Woof.
Woof. Ooh. Brad?
Yeah.
Who?
Kamala Harris.
No.
Cop-out answer.
Have you eliminated... I'm gonna add a wrinkle to this, Scoot, if I may. Have you eliminated anyone from your life this week that you have any personal connection with at all? Maybe even just through social media? Have you cut anyone out?
No.
Ethan?
So I actually have an interesting mindset on this, and I was talking through this the other night with my wife. We were scrolling through like the Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And if there was someone out there that was, you know, something really, really stupid, far left leaning and was like, unfollow me, blah, blah, blah. I would go, because, you know, people after a certain amount of time, if you haven't seen them in a while, they unfollow you. So I would go in and I would check if they were following me. If they were not following me anymore, it was bye.
Gone.
But there was a couple of people that on Facebook where I don't unfriend them, but I unfollow them. You know how you can do that now where I'm like, it shows that you're still friends with them, but you don't see anything that they post. I did that with a couple of people. But I mean, no one that I'm like close
still
with
talking
or
to.
Yeah, no one.
Not like your cousin?
No.
Brian?
No, I was trying to think of anybody that I haven't even really seen anybody on my Facebook feed melting down or complaining. So maybe it's been 8 years of me sifting that, and it's just nobody left.
It's just because you've surrounded yourself with a bunch of racists and misogynists, so you know,
anti-democratic nutballs.
Yeah,
you're a threat to bureaucracy.
He's gonna get a shirt made like that now. Have I eliminated anyone from my life this week? Absolutely not. Nor would I. That's crazy.
Yeah. that's the right answer,
Scooter,
to that question.
Scooter, have you? You're still here. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks.
We appreciate that. Hi. Ryan, next question?
Next question is, how bad would life have to... No, I'm not going to ask it that way. How tired would you have to be to fall asleep listening to Kamala Harris read her biography?
Dead.
How much money would it take for you to listen to that book?
I'm going to say something minorly controversial here. It's not as much her voice. It's how dumb the things that she says traditionally are that make her the consistency of having to hear that painful. I don't want to hear her in long form. If she were in the Senate and she were asked for a quote or something like someone's following her down the hall, I wouldn't listen to what she had to say and be like, I can't stand her voice.
Yeah.
Her voice isn't that bad.
But she's been giving incessant speeches.
I'm just tired of it. I'm going to be honest. I'm tired of Donald Trump's. His rallies. I've watched a lot of them. He tells a lot of the same stories. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he's tired. You can tell. Well, yeah, he's tired. Look at what he's doing. He's doing so many things. I don't need it in my life. I'm ready to, like, go to the next thing.
Yep.
So I don't know. That seems absence will make the heart grow fonder on the Kamala voice.
Well, let me follow up with one real quick. Do you think Trump will continue to do rallies?
No.
No, not at all, because he did them during his first term.
He was still needing to campaign.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's done. Govern, govern, govern. Next question, Brad.
Yeah, so I want to know, what do you want to do whenever you retire? And this is for everybody in the room. Have you thought about retirement and what it is you want to do?
Ryan, you're close. Go ahead.
She's just saying I'm rich is what she's saying.
Touche.
Gosh, I think...
Why are you so cheap? Why you're rich.
While I am rich, I haven't achieved some of the things that show that you're rich. Like... Annie's got this air fryer.
Oh, stop. It was a gift.
It's so stop. Nice.
And this to air me, fryer has more pub on this show.
To me, that's a status symbol.
You're obnoxious.
Like, I don't even think they use it in their house. I wish another member of their family was here, I'd ask.
Literally like an everyday item now.
Yeah, but whenever I walk in, I just see that thing. I'm like, my gosh, rich are you? And I can tell, like,
my sister gave it to me.
It's
Christmas.
Like when you buy one of those really ridiculous old cars, it has no practical purpose other than showing off.
Yeah.
That's that air fryer.
Does she talk about it? Or is it just more so just that it's there?
Has there ever been a time? Oh, knock it off.
Oh, she'll talk about it. She doesn't ever bring it up,
though. Like very passive aggressive.
Like, I'll bring it up, and then she'll go, that old thing?
That my sister gave me?
Yeah. I got that as a gift. You know?
Don't have one of these?
Sister. Huh.
Yeah. I drove that home in my Benz.
I have a Chrysler Pacifica.
That I literally
it's
only drive when I want to buy things.
It's got scratches and dents in it from four children, and I love it. Charlie, son, is in the room here. How often would you say we use the air fryer in the house?
Once a week.
Once a week?
See, it's just for show.
No, it's daily. What are you talking about?
Daily.
Dad uses that every day.
Sometimes.
Does the butler clean it?
Oh, Lord. I could not be more middle class suburban basic if I tried.
Well, she doesn't have a butler. Her driver cleans it.
The driver of the Benz and the minivan.
Next question, Ethan. You go. Come on, knock it off, boys.
Let's roll with one from the chat, shall we?
What would you do in retirement was the question.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were still on that, weren't we?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Ryan never answered.
Well, you know, this
totally
is, you know,
yeah,
this
you just
is,
derailed the conversation.
Here, to be fair, this is a little bit farther away from me than it is for you guys, so I don't really know.
Ouch.
Is it an ouch, or am I literally just like half the age of the people in the room?
Ouch, ouch!
It still hurts.
Reality hurts.
I'll answer the question for real. Once I retire, I'll do what I really want to do, which is work my way up to something like Major League Baseball broadcasting by starting with college football.
Are you shadowing Ethan?
Oh, does he do that? Oh, I guess I could just check that out once I retire.
Wait, I want to travel. I want to spend cold months in Florida.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
And be able to come home for whatever it is I need to come home for. And I want to have lots of grandbabies.
So that's a question I think that my parents are starting to debate, because they want to live in a warm state, but they also know that
you're here.
Grandkids aren't that far away. So it's kind of that battle of like, do you have enough? Do you have enough money to be able to afford two places?
You got to be able to. You got to be able to double it up.
Yeah.
Brad, retirement?
Yeah, I think I thought a lot about this. I think what I want to do is move to St. Augustine, Florida, and I want to drive the little tour tram around that gives a historical tour of the oldest city in the United States.
My mom went to school there.
It's a Flagler
College.
Yeah, there's a
personal connection too. Ethan's mom went to school there, and I know Ethan.
Also, it's also where Chip Carey lives in the off season.
Oh, I'm awesome. Let's go say hi. Yeah.
Does he do that?
What?
Drive the cart?
He might.
Brad's after Chip Carey's job.
I would not put it past Chip Carey.
Brad is after Chip Carey's job. Nope, not that one.
He's got the voice for it.
He wants to drive the cart.
You're sitting in there, he's like, man, this guy sounds familiar.
Well, when Chip is ready to retire, he'll start driving the cart, and then when Ryan retires, he'll take over Chip's job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick break. We'll do more questions on the other side of this. We got a lot of questions from you folks in the YouTube live chat. You can come to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave your comment there. My son is poised to ask a lot of questions. He loves to talk publicly, so this should go really, really well. So ask those questions away. You can also vote in the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Is MAGA for everyone? Yes or no? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us on a beautiful Friday afternoon here in St. Louis. We've been going through a little next question, and we're going to continue that into this segment here. And we've got my son, Charlie, and shadowing sports broadcaster, Ethan Hannaford.
Easy.
So we've got some questions we're going to ask from the audience. This is the first one that I'm going to ask for you guys to start this. Adults in the room, what would you have done to cope yourself personally if Kamala Harris would have won this election? Anybody got a suggestion first?
No, I do.
Yeah?
I definitely would have thrown myself into playing video games and going to the gym. Just something to be a distraction.
Sounds fun.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably would have backed off some of the podcasts that I listened to because at that point, and I'm noticing this now on the left, they all get to sound about the same. It's one of the tough parts about pulling audio for the show. So I would back off and throw myself into something else and then slowly ease myself back in.
I would probably take to the great social medias out there. Probably record some pretty ugly video rants about how much I hate the left. And how they're going to ruin everything and how my life is over.
No, you would not.
No, you're right. I totally wouldn't. No, in all seriousness.
Would you even need to cope?
After 2020, I do remember, like, some people that poured into my life, and I was pretty discouraged, just like, man, where's the country going? And there was a lot of good reminding of, like, you know, our identity is not in our leader. Our identity is in our Lord, Jesus Christ. So I think, honestly, like, finding a way to remind yourself of that is unbelievably important, that, like, regardless of who is at the helm in our countries, not the helm of our lives. So
Doug on YouTube says, by the way, Ethan, A plus answer. Doug says that he would refuse to get pregnant. Ryan?
Man, that's really funny. So there's little things like Brad was talking about that you can do to just sort of distract yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to release a book. I would have just thrown myself into, well, let's just try this and rally around something fun.
Are you talking about The Life of Human, your book that you've already published?
No, that one I already published. My next book.
It's not for sale, is it?
It's not for sale yet.
No, The Life of Human, can people buy that?
Oh, yeah, that one they can buy. And here's the thing. You could buy that and really sink your teeth in and have some fun. Right before Christmas, I mean, whatever. I'm not... I don't know what you guys do for Christmas, buy gifts or something. That sounds like one of those gifts. Now, there will be a new book.
Holy passive aggressive.
I put the ball on the tee, and you decided to take the ball and run away with
that's
it.
That's like 350 yards.
Well, that was a football.
Ball on the tee, and he's going for the end zone.
Did you say it was a football on a tee?
Uh-huh. The next book, I do have a title now. It's going to be called The Grocery List.
Okay. Is it from Ruler Foods?
No.
Nice.
That would be a great endorsement, but no. This is something I've been working on for about 25 years. These are like one page, one line. I hate to even call them jokes. They're more like introspective thoughts that make no sense.
Weird observations.
Sounds like a book written by Ryan Wiggins.
Yes. 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 Like the last one had some comedy, but it was a novel. This one is strictly like a 15 to 20 minute read that's just to get your mind off everything. So, anyway.
I think I know what else you might have done to cope. Possibly. And it's piggybacking off of what I had planned to do to cope if Kamala Harris won this election. So if you're on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now, you can get on right now as well. Our family is adopting a puppy.
Oh man. There
and,
it is.
And we've been talking about the guy, the crew in here knows this. My son knows this. But I have a picture up of it right now. It's a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Oh my goodness.
And that's up there, and we're naming her Winnie. And Winnie is, we're Disney family. We like Winnie the Pooh a lot, but we also always name our pets after something that has to do with St. Louis Cardinals. So Mason Wynn is now the namesake of W-Y-N-N-I-E, Winnie.
That's awesome.
In the Fry home. So hopefully that does well for his career. Chris Duncan was the namesake of our first puppy, Duncan, after the 06 World Series run.
That's awesome.
That was really, really awesome. So I am so excited about this. We are adopting her because she can serve. We can train her to be an emotional support animal. And where we're getting her from, it is a breeder, but they specifically breed these Cavaliers to be emotional support animals. It's Red Barn Cavaliers, and they're the most amazing people. And when I read about their story, and I'll talk about that a little bit more down the road after we get Winnie home, but they are so incredibly wonderful, and these puppies are so adorable. And they also have, if you're on with us right now, I'm going to share this here. They have a live stream where you can watch these puppies most of the day. And that's Winnie right there, laying in the middle of that little thing right there. So you can tune in and you can watch, and it's wonderful, and we're so excited. So the puppy might be making appearances on the live stream and in our social media. Oh, and there's an ad.
Yeah, it will. Well, Annie watches this all day.
I mean, like, literally have been watching it for through the show.
I can't really blame you. I mean, it's just people petting puppies.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And beautiful puppies. And, you're very curious about them.
I am. If we get one, though, I think I would probably stick with, instead of Winnie, something like Fergie.
How about Pooh?
Or Princess Di.
Come here, Pooh.
No, Pooh is what we call all dogs.
You just put an H on the end, and it's cute.
Yeah. I love that Charlie's been pretty quiet for the entire segment, and then the word Pooh gets mentioned, and he starts laughing.
He's 14. Yeah. He's almost 15.
That checks out.
So that's what I was going to be doing to cope, and still will be doing to cope. I'm very excited. Our whole family is over the moon. After we got done with the volleyball tournament on Sunday, these people are located they're in central Illinois, and so we were in Springfield, Illinois for the state tournament. We surprised the kids and drove them the 50 minutes north. They didn't know until we were like in these people's houses, like, this is our new family member.
Did they realize that they were going in the opposite direction of home?
I realized like when we were like 5 minutes away from the house.
Wait a second, we're closer to Chicago.
Yeah.
Mom, you went the wrong way.
I looked at Google Maps and I was super confused.
And it's like out in the country. And there's like nothing, like, where are we? What are we doing? Beautiful.
That's
home.
Funny.
Wonderful people. Beautiful puppy. So excited. We get her the week of Thanksgiving.
Charlie, were you guys excited? Were you guys,
yes,
like, freaking out?
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, awesome. I almost wish you wouldn't have told us yet, because they're just, like, we just go home and watch the live stream at home.
Yeah.
Instead of the news. So, smart. Next question.
I'm going to ask a listener question here from Doug. Could you work for, not with, but for someone who is ideologically opposed to you?
Oh, gosh, what would that be like? I don't know. Let me think. Yeah.
I have done this.
Yes.
I think everybody's done this, haven't we? Yeah. I've worked at a TV station that was owned by Democrat politicians, literally. So
my first job in radio was board hopping Air America.
Yeah, exactly.
And I always said the only way I could do it is if they paid me to do it. And they paid me very little, but they paid me.
Because I worked at a school in Illinois.
Yeah.
So that's...
You never know. There are a lot of people in the education system who don't love the direction that education is going. What about you, Ethan?
Yes.
As long as they'll have me.
I do it.
Next question.
Next question. I'm going to ask one of my own really quick. Have you ever laughed so uncontrollably that you've embarrassed yourself?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Outside of the show.
Excuse me? You're like, remember this specific one time.
This is where Brad inserts an embarrassing high school story.
Oh, I know. Legendary.
Or we're just like, all like, and then Brad just pulls this out. And we're like, oh my gosh, Brad, that sounds traumatic.
Have you, Ryan?
Yeah. In high school, I went to a play that was for extra credit. It was a school play.
It's like why Charlie's here.
And it was a play about, it was Edgar Allan Poe, but I don't remember if it was one in particular or it was a bunch of them strung together. Because there was an Edgar Allan Poe character that would stand up like between scenes. And this guy sitting next to me just said something about Edgar Allan Poe real loud, like, hey, Edgar Allan Poe, I'm right here, or something. And it was, like, so inappropriate. And I could not stop laughing, and I missed the end of the play. I had to leave. Like, why would you yell that out in the middle of the play?
Next question. Amanda wants to know, Charlie, what's your favorite thing about high school?
There's more than one other boy in my class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your school has...
Yeah.
Like, it's like the biggest freshman class they may have ever had or have ever had recently.
Yeah, it's like 30 years.
Yeah.
Was this other kid, was he a friend or was he just kind of another classmate?
He was a friend.
Okay, yeah, well, that's good. Because that would have been awful if he's just another classmate. I mean, you're literally a lone wolf.
When we went to Washington, D.C., the thing about his class is they're kind of a COVID kid class that... When they got to the place where people could start going different directions in like middle school and junior high or whatever, that some people went to public schools from the Lutheran school. But then all these other kids, my other kids' classes have added a lot of kids post COVID. So there were a lot of, gosh, COVID sucks so bad. But when we went to Washington, D.C., I had Charlie and his other buddy that they were my two.
Yeah.
That I had to watch.
As I continue to process this, though, I'm starting to wonder if this really would have been such a terrible thing to be one of the only guys in your class. I mean, you're the only option, right? I mean, everyone's in love with you.
When you're 12, it stinks.
Yeah, Charlie.
When you're 15, you're like, hey.
Why didn't I appreciate this?
I got to ask one more listener question of Charlie. Charlie, who is cooler, mom or dad?
Well, my mom is cool because she's on the radio, and then my dad is cool because he coaches my baseball team.
Oh, that's a nice answer. Yeah.
That's such a politician answer.
Yeah.
He's in the right place.
Teaching him well. Yeah, I got him in a headlock right now. You just don't know that.
All right, fine. That was fine.
Who's cooler, your mom or Ryan Wiggins?
You.
Did he look scared when he said that?
Yeah, he looked scared when he said that.
You didn't even look at him. You couldn't make eye contact.
Yeah. I didn't get to make my case at all.
Wiggins is a pretty intimidating human being.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we appreciate your questions coming in. If you want to vote in the YouTube live chat poll, is MAGA for everyone, yes or no? Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote there. Give Charlie some words of encouragement. Well, here's what we'll do. You can also leave. If you were a 14-year-old boy, again, almost 15-year-old boy, freshman in high school, what words of advice can you give to a 15-year-old right now? This is a very, very, lots of changes happening at that time. You're growing up. I always talked about when I was 17 and a senior in high school, that's when September 11th happened. But I always define that moment in my life as being the oldest you could be as a kid, but the youngest you could be as an adult. And it's a very weird, weird time. So if you have advice for my son, send it to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and maybe we'll sift through those and let Ryan Wiggins determine whether or not it's good advice or not. You okay with that?
Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
All right. More Annie Fry Show on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.